Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you're getting out of this podcast is listening to two best friends talk shit every hour for a week.
In this episode of the podcast, you join us mid-conversation whilst we are chatting absolute shit. We are joined with Jazz and Soph, and we talk all things YouTube, all things industry, and we may be appearing at an event very, very soon.
And Jazz speaks a lot.
I don't!
Roll the intro.
Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
Mine smelt last night as well.
It was definitely the stale.
Mine's
and the cricket probably.
Yeah. I've still got a funny stomach this morning.
Yeah. I'm put off jelly for the rest of my life. Same with marshmallow, I'm always put off that.
Ice cream.
I actually don't think I could ever look at a marshmallow the same after having a cricket.
I know, to be fair.
I should have had it with the biscuit. Like, Freya was literally telling me to have it with the biscuit.
You should have ate the whole thing.
Because it would have been the same texture sort of thing.
Yeah, it would have been crispy. So I wouldn't have, like, been able to taste the cricket as such. Whereas I went to a spongy texture.
I was surprised.
So then all of it got stuck in the marshmallow and it was just wrong.
Ugh, gross. Makes me feel ill that they've got, like, or everything that they ate inside them as well. But all the
how do
like,
they even get them though?
Bugs.
I don't get it. Like, because they're dead bugs, where how do we get them?
Well, they'll be like formed.
So, like, keep them and then kill them.
And then kill them,
and
yeah.
Then sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's just criminal, isn't it? Yeah. And we just all happily ate it for no reason at all.
Oh, gross. Gross, gross, gross.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
So, we have visitors this week. We have two special guests. I don't know if you can tell by the voices who it is. Hopefully you can, otherwise this is just fucking pointless. If not,
hello.
We're with Jazz and Soph.
The Yorkshire gals.
Sister girls.
Sister girls.
Who are you? Where do you come from? And what do you do, girls? So, why don't you answer for each other?
Okay, so sat to me left, sorry, I don't know what I'm right, is my sister Sophie.
Yeah.
She's from Manchester now, because we're now Manchester girls.
Yeah.
She's Woo! From Manchester.
I'm going to say, we're not from Manchester.
Yeah, we're not originally from Manchester.
We live in Manchester.
We live in Manchester.
We are from up north.
Yeah, we're northern
we
girls.
We are northern girls, but yeah, Jazz is next to me. She's the blonde one, the older one.
The blonde bombshell.
She lives with me.
Yeah.
She lives with me. Like, you've not lived together your entire life. We've recently just moved in together.
Moved to Manchester today.
Yeah.
How are you finding Manchester life?
Oh, love it.
Yeah. Everyone keeps asking us this, and the same thing. I'm just like, I love it.
Literally, we went out in our hometown last week. Not last week. When was it that we went out? Was it last week?
The other week.
The week before. And literally every single person that we saw was like, oh my God, how is Manchester? How is Manchester? Are you so happy that you moved? And literally I was having the same conversation to every single person that I met. And it was really nice. But by the end of the night, I was like, bloody hell, I'm just saying the same thing. Like, I feel like I should say something else now, but it is definitely the best decision we made.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't do it sooner.
Well, we did want to do it sooner, but then because of COVID, we were like, there's no point in us moving and then just...
We didn't want to just be
sat in our apartment. Like, we do that anyway. We do
just
sit in our apartment.
That's what I did. But I think we would have just...
But yeah, we would just have, like, got bored and, like, I would have hated being told to just stay in. Yeah. Like, I like
especially if you
move
to the city for, like, excitement.
Yeah.
And
it does
stuff,
take, yeah.
And then it wouldn't be any different to being back at home. So we're like, we'll just wait. And then it was summer, so we're like, we'll wait till we do all our holidays and get all that out of the way and then just focus on moving.
That is weird. We did. That's what... Well, me and Haz sort of moved before COVID, but we still moved during, like, when COVID were a thing. Mm. And it was like, we had the excitement of moving into a new flat and that were exciting, experiencing that. But then once things opened again, it was like, then we felt like we'd moved again.
Yeah.
Because then we were, like, going out and doing things that we have never done before.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I didn't want to be locked up, like, being told you've got to stay in this apartment. Like, I like being able to just stay in my apartment over free will. Like, I stay in my apartment all day, every day, pretty much anyway, other than today, because I'm here, and yesterday. Other than that, like, I can stay, but then I've got the freedom of being able to go out whenever I want.
Yeah.
Whereas that was just obviously taken away from us all, so we were like, I don't think we would have enjoyed it as much.
Well, that was like me, because I moved in January, and then I was inside until May?
Yeah.
April, May time. It was still this year that they
were
like...
So I got my rent's worth,
You could go out, but you had to sit outside...
Yeah.
To go out for drinks and stuff, so it was like
it was like as well, like the gym and everything in the apartment buildings were all closed. It's not like you could use the facilities.
Yeah, or everything
either.
Was shut here as well.
So we just there weren't really much point as moving. And I feel like we would have got more homesick just because we would have literally only seen us two, and then like the odd occasional person. You know, like if you've gone outside for fresh air, and gone for your walk.
That was a bit like
That was a bit like me.
Yeah.
At the start.
Yeah, at the start it was very weird. It was nice because I obviously moved in the middle of lockdown, so that like changed, like spiced up my lockdown a bit. So I got to like move places and make some like good videos and stuff. But other than that, it was very like samey every day.
Yeah. See, we moved and then was literally like going out.
Yeah, like we've not done stuff since we've been here really.
Yeah.
And like we've got a really busy month ahead, and literally even up till Christmas, like I've got something planned every single week now.
You've always got stuff planned though. I feel like you're always
doing literally
stuff.
Like I'm like to my boyfriend, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to book you in, and he's like, oh right, so you're taking appointments now. I'm like, well no, it's not that, it's just I've already planned loads of other stuff, and like now you're asking me to do something I like kind of forgot. Not that I forgot about him, but I'm just like, yeah I'll do this, because it's like the excitement
of moving
for
loads of stuff.
And like the first few weeks that I was here, I double booked so many things because I was putting it in the calendar, but then not realising that I'd put it in the calendar, and then I was writing something else in somewhere else, and then I was like, oh my god, actually,
I can't believe we got you so last minute. Only last year.
She's busy after this.
But I actually
am.
So busy gal.
Well,
busy
speaking
man.
Of being busy, should we speak about what happened yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday we filmed...
Do you want to... It's going up Friday. Do you want to say what it is?
Yeah, we can say what it is, because the first episode will go out a week on Sunday. But we basically filmed I'm a YouTuber, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh
it
my
was
God.
Disgusting.
It was horrible.
Like,
I'm suing Anastasia.
Disgusting. It was awful. We were eating all sorts of shit. So you can watch that on my channel. On Sunday the 7th, I think it goes out.
I'm still tasting the crickets right now.
The brief conversation we had before, what was just a rambling mess before getting into this podcast, was the fact that we all ate bugs last night. And Anna just realised that they were all still in her oven.
Because I put them in the oven, because obviously we had to cook them. Like, you can't eat them straight out of the packet. And then we left the tray in the oven because we were like, oh, we're probably going to need some more. And then we cleaned up the whole kitchen. And then Jazz just mentioned, oh, you should put some crickets in your soup. I was like, fuck. I've left the crickets in the oven.
But not just crickets,
like
big
mealworms,
bugs. Like
buffalo worms,
actual
crickets.
Bugs.
Like an actual cricket out of Bug's Life. Like,
the crickets were big.
What is it called?
I've never seen Bug's Life.
You've never seen it?
No,
you need to
watch
it.
I've lived a very shielded childhood. I've not seen a lot of films.
You will not look
so
at the crickets again.
Like,
that's good, that movie.
She's not seen so many like iconic movies.
Oh,
like,
a lot
so
I've
not
seen.
Oh my god, same.
I love films, but I've just not seen a lot of the classics.
Have you seen like Pretty Woman?
Yeah, I've
like
seen Pretty Woman.
Have
okay.
you seen Grease, or is that someone else?
No, I've not seen Grease.
You've not
seen
Grease?
I've not seen
I've been
Grease.
Shocked. Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
No.
There's so many that she's not seen.
Oh, we are
I've not seen Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing's my favourite.
I only started watching Friday Night Dinner.
Please
like,
tell me you've seen Shrek.
Oh, Friday Night.
You've seen Shrek, haven't you?
Oh, of course I've seen Shrek.
Shrek is my favourite film of all time. Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, then Shrek 1.
You're
going to
say Shrek 1, aren't you?
Then Shrek 4, then
Shrek
3.
Don't even try it.
With like the fairy godmother in the potions.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I do like that one.
Honestly, like Shrek is my
life. I like the soundtrack in that one. Where have all the good men gone?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know it that much.
Yeah, she sings it at the end. I know it all. I watch it once a week. I'm not even lying.
It is so.
It's very much like a comfort film.
It is. Yeah, it makes me feel good film. I had to stop watching it at one point though because I was watching it a lot when I was crying and I didn't want to associate crying because it's my feel good film. But that's obviously if you're crying, you want to feel good, so I put it on. But then I ended up having to like stop watching it for a bit and like watch something else. So then I went to Despicable Me.
My friend watches the B-movie every day.
I also do watch that quite a lot. B-movie. Yeah, that the B-movie is Barry. Good. I really want to do the B-movie, but you take a shot every time it says B.
You'd be on the floor.
You'd be like, surely wasted.
It's weird.
I just think it'd be quite fun. But if you did it in like a group, you take it in turns. So it would like lower the amount of times that you did shots.
Yeah.
But you would also. But
that'd be a lethal drinking game.
The movie's weird though, because she actually like ends up falling in love with this B.
Yeah,
it is actually weird.
Yeah.
But like if we fell in love with one of them crickets yesterday.
Have you seen the YouTube
that's
video?
That's why I kept them all in there.
You guys figured me out.
She's in love with one of them.
Have you seen the YouTube video where they speed it up every time it says B?
And it's like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it's so quick.
They've done it with Shrek, I think, as well, but somewhere else. Yeah.
I've not seen that
I've seen it on, yeah. On
oh, YouTube. They've done some awful stuff for Shrek. Have you not
Shrek
seen it
on YouTube? Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life. We all know that.
I seen, literally yesterday on my TikTok For You page, there were a girl with a Shrek butt plug. Like it was Shrek's head and then it like with a butt plug.
Oh.
Kind of funny. Oh my god, that'd be such a good Christmas present for someone. What have you've also not, sorry to go back to it, is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang you've not seen?
Oh, that's
Anna's not seen a lot
of the Kitty Captain one, but no, I'm sure I have seen that at some point. I just don't remember.
Oh, there's one film in particular that Anna's not seen, and I literally were floored by it, knowing that she's not.
Put him out for the whole night, like fuck.
Okay,
no, I still think about it, but I can't remember what.
It's just a lot of classic-y films that I've not seen. I'd only watched Mamma Mia like not that long ago.
Really?
Have you seen number two?
No,
two's better than number one. I think.
Have you watched High School Musical?
Yes, babe. I've watched Camp
Rock.
Yes, I've watched Camp Rock.
Right, good. Hannah Montana, the movie.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, right, that's right, good.
Did you ever watch Phineas and Ferb? Yeah. Oh, it was one of my favourite shows ever. Just, I was always Phineas and would be Ferb. We actually had.
When we were just like,
Phineas and Ferb.
We didn't dress up, but we had. What did we have? Guinea pigs. Or was it hamsters? No, it isn't. We had guinea pigs, and mine was called Phineas, and hers was called Ferb.
Yeah, but I wasn't Ferb. You just say it as if you're Phineas and I'm Ferb.
Yeah, but you prefer Ferb.
I'd rather be Rebecca or whatever the girl's name is.
Candace.
I'm not saying we dressed up as them, but I'm like saying like your favourite was Ferb, my favourite was Phineas, and that's why we called our hamsters Phineas and Ferb.
I wouldn't say Ferb was my favourite.
Well, but you call your hamster Ferb. So
Jazz
I
at
took,
home,
I
your mum's shouting, Jazz, dinner's ready, she's not answering, she only answers to Ferb. I only answer to Phineas. Fuck me.
Yeah, well, it weren't me, isn't it? Like, we call ourselves.
All right, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
Anyway, now we've had a little chit-chat catch-up moment. We've got some questions all revolving around YouTube. Obviously, Jazz and Soph are YouTubers, Dub Smashers, TikTokers, Instagrammers. Verified on Snapchat. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk industry. Anastasia, do you want to take it away with the question?
So the first question is, obviously, you've been in the industry a very long time.
Too long.
So how do you think the industry has changed from when we first started back in, like, 2015?
So, well, I was 15 then, so...
Yeah, I was 15 as well, yeah.
21.
We're now 21.
I just feel like the thing is, when we started it, we were obviously very young, so, like,
yeah.
How we're starting it back in 2015 is how if someone our age then starts it now. I feel like I've worded that really wrong.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
if someone was 15 starting it now, they would probably think about the same things that we're thinking back then. But I feel like it's grown massively. I feel like everyone wants to be a YouTuber now. Everyone wants to do social media.
Yeah, it was
media.
Not like seen as like normal when we
started. Yeah, like in school, I was ripped to shreds by everyone. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Teachers, literally teachers would like mock the
it was
people
embarrassing
put it on in lessons. Like,
because it was, an odd thing to do. Because
And people would laugh at it.
But also TikTok wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah.
So like now the industry is very saturated with a lot of TikTokers. Yeah. Whereas back then I feel like we started at the perfect time because there wasn't a lot of people on the scene.
Yeah,
it was scary. Like I remember when I first started it, I was so scared. Whereas I feel like people probably still are scared to start when you first start because it's something new. You don't know how it's gonna go. You don't know how people are reacting. But like the fact that no one did it
made it seem
made it seem like you were literally like committing a crime. Like, I just remember, like, my first username was Flora Life X because I didn't want anyone in my school to know that I made these this channel and this video.
Me too.
And Flora obviously, Princess. Back in the floral days, the pastel days,
I've
where we
kept it real.
Over brightened everything and just, yeah, it's very different though. Like, I feel like I'm more like, just like, I've grown up on YouTube, so like, even though that was me when I was 15, like, I was always into makeup. I was like into like the floral pastel phase. Like, I've grown up from that and I've obviously grown away from that. Like, no one really does floral.
But that's the thing, that's
anymore.
How it's changed. It was such a big thing back then and everyone was
I feel like it was very like beauty related. It was a lot more like beauty or like comedy. Yeah. Like, there wasn't as many like strands of YouTube.
Yeah, like content's completely changed now, I think, to how it used to be. Because now it's very like drama and like getting drunk and stuff like that, which is very sort of like at our age now we do that.
But then was there that, but then we just didn't realise because we weren't that age. Do you know what I mean?
The more that you say, the more we talk about it, I don't know if. I feel like YouTube as a platform is made obviously by the people that post on there. So when everyone's like, YouTube's changed, did the people that dominated the platform, just like Zoe and everyone, just grow up and weren't making that content anymore?
That's what I think.
I mean, like, when we were younger, they were who we'd look up to.
Like, going back to like what I said, where obviously someone who's 15 starting it now is going to obviously create completely different videos to what I'm creating now, because we're at very different ages and they'll be into different things. It's like, now I don't really make any like makeup videos like
neither
I used
I.
to,
yeah,
but like, I feel like
people.
They're just not watched anymore. Like, I feel like that isn't something that people watch, unless it's like someone like Jonah Lipscomb or Jamie
like
Genevieve,
like
they
like,
always make videos and I always watch theirs.
Yeah, there's a strong makeup industry, so like, if people want to watch makeup, they have their go-to people, so there's not even a point in me trying, because realistically there's people better
that's what I like. My videos back in the day with makeup used to do really well, but I post them now and they just sort of flop. Like, I feel like people have found me from like my drinking videos and my more fun videos, my vlogs, stuff like that.
You get
so like them sort
people
of people just want to watch them things, so if I'm uploading a makeup video, they're like, what the fuck's she doing that for?
Yeah,
I don't want to watch that.
So maybe YouTube never changed. Maybe the people on it changed.
Yeah, and they're
coming.
That was deep. We just grew Tuesday morning.
Speaking of industry and saying that we've all changed and grown up, do you think YouTube will in fact last forever, or do you think it's...
I think it will.
I don't know.
YouTube's probably one of the only platforms I think will never die, because I think because it's got so much variety on it. I know stuff like TikTok does, but like Vine died, Musical.ly died, TikTok, like short little like snappy apps, I feel like can just change into something else.
But YouTube is the only like streaming platform.
Yeah.
The people, there's not really
YouTube
a competitor for
always
YouTube.
Been, yeah, for years, and I feel
it's
like
just like one of
them be...
things, like, is anything ever forever? Do you know what I mean? Like, you
yeah.
just can't.
You always worry. Yeah. But I feel like, say, like a normal channel, like sort of what ours are now, when we're older, could easily be a family channel.
Yeah.
And then the next lot of teenagers grow up, they do the drinking stuff, blah, blah, blah. Then family,
I guess it just doesn't die
that.
Until literally everyone stops posting. And
yeah,
like, there's
but it's
never gonna be, I don't think there's ever, in maybe like the next 10 years at least, there's never gonna be a moment where someone doesn't upload. Like, someone's always gonna be uploading.
Yeah. There's always new people on YouTube, I feel like. So I can't imagine it ever dying. And it has so many different things. Like, we watch YouTubers that clean out cars.
Yeah.
Like, detail.
That is like our guilty pleasure.
There's so many different,
like, there's so many different
YouTube,
things.
But...
yeah.
I actually watched this girl. Recently, I just found her, I can't remember what her name is, but she goes in and cleans people's houses for free. But these people all have like mental health issues and whatever, so like they're in like a really bad like mental state, so the fact that their like apartment or house is like literal like unbearable to live in, and she goes in and cleans it all for free, and it's just like such a satisfying process just watching her clean up all this mess. But like, some of the stuff, like there'll be like moldy food from like 4 months ago, and I'm like, oh my god. But she's like, I love it, I love the smell of this. And I'm like, you are crazy. You
are not a fan of YouTube at all. I've
but that's what I mean.
People cleaning cars.
YouTube has so many different things.
Cleaning is like my guilty pleasure. Like, I actually low-key love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I can't imagine it dying, because there's just so many different avenues you can go down. Like, ASMR is such a massive thing. I never watch that, but people do so good on YouTube for ASMR. Like, it's so popular to watch. So I can't imagine it ever dying. Maybe like, my channel might die at some point.
I feel like mine will.
But so, you know,
I'm really hopeful.
I'm starting to save the coins. But like, yeah, I can't imagine YouTube itself as a platform ever dying. I feel like it's the most successful.
Do you worry about that though? Do you worry about your own career dying?
Yeah,
I feel
I do.
Like, it'd be wrong
because
not
I'm
to.
Like, because I didn't go to uni, I'm like, what the fuck would I do after? Like,
I literally have the crisis of thinking, what the fuck what do yeah. I do?
The thing
like,
is, it's like,
I always just say, I'll just go to uni. If I'm YouTube bit, fails, yeah. I'll just go to uni.
When you're like 28,
that's what I do.
I'm
yeah.
a mature student.
Because you can go oh, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always thought,
that's what I feel like I would do. But I've always said that I'm a bit annoyed with myself because when I did college, I did musical theatre and dance. Fuck am I going to do with that? Like, I'm not going to be in the West End. Like, I'm not that good of a singer. Do you know what I mean? I'm not that good of an actor. So, like, I'm actually not going to do anything with that. If the best thing I could probably get on is Corrie. And I probably won't even get on that. Do you know what I mean? So, it's like, I'm sort of annoyed that I did that rather than doing something like nails or, like, hair. Something like that. So, then if my YouTube was to die, I've already got them qualifications and I can just open up another business. Yeah. Or, like, go into somewhere, rent a chair and do that. Because I always, like, do my own nails and stuff still. Yeah. So, like, it's something that I've still always enjoyed doing. So, I'm sort of like, why didn't I just do that?
I know what you're saying. I feel like musical theatre and stuff, it's very, like, a...
Like, you have to be the best of the best.
But as much as you can start it whenever, being in it from when you're young and, like, growing up doing it, it's easier to get in the young, like, the younger you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, people have so much more experience than us.
Yeah, and I'm not being funny. I learned it in Scarborough. I'm not exactly being learned by the best of the best. I'm, like, being learned, being taught.
And saying that, I did it as well. And, like, we got really high...
It's still useful to have. Like, the experience
at least you've done it. Well, I've always said, like, doing YouTube and, like, social media is sort of, like, to then get us into doing other things. So, like, even if it was something like presenting would be really fun to do, or, like, you know, it's a platform just to get you sort of a bit more in the line.
Realistically,
like,
YouTube is like a portfolio.
Yeah.
And so is your Instagram. So
well, YouTube
you
actually
because
got
because
me...
You don't know who's watching you.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you don't know who's watching you. Like, any, like a producer for something could watch and be like, oh my God, she could be perfect for that.
Yeah, well, it's like someone reached out to me from one of my singing videos and I had to audition to go on a show. Obviously, didn't get on it. Short.
Wah,
wah. But yeah, I got asked to go on like a big show and I auditioned for it. I was absolutely shitting myself. Like, my audition was absolutely terrible.
Did you do a self tape?
No, so I had to go down to London and literally audition in front of like the producers.
Oh my God.
Mm. And I've never told anyone about this. This is a podcast exclusive. But yeah, so I went down and you know the Weekend of Park Life?
Yeah.
And I was
like,
oh, I've got a meeting. No, it was an audition. That's why I didn't drink or anything because I was like, I need to save my voice.
Oh,
so literally, that weekend I went up, obviously went to the thing. I saw Freddie My Love there. She was also auditioning.
Oh my God.
I don't know if she wants me to say that. Sorry, Freddie, if you're watching this. Well, listen. But yeah, so and obviously I auditioned and he's there like asking me loads of questions about why I chose the song that I'm singing. And I was like...
What did you sing out of curiosity?
So I sang...
Jealous of the Way.
It's quite weird. Because, so I sang Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
Oh, very nice.
But at the time, I hadn't filmed a cover of that song because I knew it was the song that I wanted to sing next. So I did that. And then obviously it was honestly terrible. Like, my voice was just breaking. Like, I was like, I know I am getting through with this. Like, I vlogged the whole process in case, like, I got through. But I knew, like, coming away from it, I was like, there's no way, like, I'm getting through that. And, like, I hadn't told anyone either. So I got up, like, I was there on my own. Like, I was just shaking the whole time. But, yeah, anyway, so then, like, a month later, I filmed it for my YouTube, and it sounds so much better than what my audition did.
But like, it's just nerves. It's, like, the first time.
Yeah, it was the first time I was singing it in front of someone, like, the first time I probably sing that song. Like, part of me wished I sang the song that was already on my YouTube that they'd listened to, but then I was like, surely they don't want to listen to that again. But then I thought, actually, maybe it's not the same people that emailed me. So I was like, maybe I should have just done that, because like, that would have been the safer option. But then sometimes you can't play
maybe
it safe.
Maybe you should have sung a song from Shrek, like, hey now.
That would have been really good.
How do you know?
Like an acoustic version.
A cappella.
But that just shows anyone could be watching, looking at our social media profiles, and it could just go on to
anything. Literally, I remember getting it and I was just like... But then I was also like, I can't turn down that opportunity. Like, it's something that I would have always dreamt of doing.
I've been emailed about being in an Indian music video, so that's as far as I get.
Music videos.
A couple of years ago, I did a self-tape for Disney.
Really?
Yeah,
oh my God, I actually did.
I got what?
Oh, you did?
I don't know if I can say
it.
It was called The Lodge.
No, yeah!
Yours was Girl Meets World. Sabrina Carpenter got the part.
No.
Yeah, I swear it was.
I can't remember, I did a tape.
I don't know if I've still got mine. I had to upload it to YouTube and all the producers had to.
I was called like Harper or something.
I swear it was like Girls Meet.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It was for something.
Sabrina Carpenter got it.
Sabrina Carpenter got it, not me.
Bitch.
Hey,
you can try.
I got asked to go on a show as well, guys.
I've never did.
Take me out. I know we're joking. The people from
Love Island producers are actually emailing me right now.
The fucking woman from Take Me Out messaged me like, "How do you think you'd be a great fit for this?" Like, ask me.
Imagine Byron coming out on the lease.
Imagine me coming down. These all them girls stood there in a line. I'm like,
that is so funny.
Awful.
I used to love Take Me Out as well.
Yeah, I loved it.
But imagine me on it when they have to do like a talent.
It's like when they all come out and then it's like pew 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 pew,
and they're like dancing like.
Oh,
and then it's like a blackout, and it's like, oh, you're ugly. Hello, son.
So, talking about YouTube and industry and everything, I feel like management is quite a big topic. So, do you think you finally found the right management for you?
Oh, this one's like hard because I feel like there's a lot of content now, and everything changing. It just, I feel like it would depend on like if I went into something else. Like, say, for example, if I went into music, the management I'm in now.
They do
obviously like cater for people with music, but they're not like a music label. So like in that circumstance, I feel like I would need to like move. But like they provide everything that I need. So like, I'm very happy in the management that I'm with. But like I say, it's just if I was to
depending if your content changed or something like that. But I mean, like I've only ever been with one management, which is the one I'm in now. And I remember like, after like 2 years or whatever, I had like a break from being in management just to sort of see if I could do it on my own. And then it does make a big difference, like having a management, and it sort of made me realise I liked being with them. And like, I've only ever been with them, so I sort of only know them.
Sounds like me, I've only been with the same ones.
But yeah, like they obviously get everything for us. And it helps because with us being sisters and on the same management,
we can get so much together.
We can get like deals and stuff together, and it makes so much more
sense. You get a lot of TikTok deals together, don't
you? Yeah. I mean, we are slacking on the TikTok. We do need to get back on that.
But,
we do.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I feel like it's very, like, not ideal. You don't have to have a management, but I think when you grow in bigger, it makes so much
sense.
It's like
I've had two managements, and it's not like I didn't enjoy being with the management that I was with before. I obviously loved it. They gave me a lot of opportunities. It's just, I felt like maybe I was better suited somewhere else, and then I just thought I'd try it, because you know, you've got to try things with like,
and you have to search around, because like 6 years ago there wasn't as many options for management as there is now.
There's so many,
and it's like as well, obviously in a management someone is managing like 30 40 50 different creators, so like it is very hard for them. And if they've got someone who they're managing that's obviously a lot bigger and getting a lot more work, it's natural for you to not really get as much work coming in. So like that was like part of my reason why I left my one before, is I wasn't seemed to be getting enough work. So I was like, I'm just gonna try somewhere else, and then like the work picked up again. And I think it is just that fresh start, fresh new brand. There's you know, like it might have been like my fault, and like I've worked with the brand and the brand weren't really happy, so they didn't want to work with me again. And then like obviously I've moved somewhere else and it's different brands that work with them. So it's just I feel like
different managements work with different brands, so it's kind of good to try out different ones, because
better deals, better contacts. I think it's, for me, it's more the like logistic side of it all.
Oh,
like,
God,
I would be useless at the contract reading. And
I wouldn't
like,
even read it.
I wouldn't read it.
I always read my contracts. Luckily, ours are quite easy to read. They're not like loads of fine print. Yeah. Like you can literally
see everything.
Like, what you need to do, when it needs to be done by, what you can't do, what you can do. Whereas like some do literally send things and it's like small print, and I'm
pages.
So like usually like going through management, they'll sign the bigger contract, then they'll send you a contract finalising like everything, and then if anything goes wrong, you've got their legal team to help you out.
Yeah, you put your trust in them and they can they can sort you out.
So it's like, even though like you say, like they take a cut, like obviously coming with management, they obviously take some of your money, but like you are paying for them to
they're doing
do
all the work,
legal things. They're obviously reaching out to the brands, they're sorting out all
that's what I mean, like outreach and stuff. I don't think I could do that myself.
What even is that?
I wouldn't even know what to say.
I wouldn't even know what to say, like when they're pitching you to brands.
Well, that's what I mean. Even when, say, well, I used to be in management and then I had a break, and then brands would come and want to work with me, and then they'd be like, oh, what's your rates, or how much do you charge? And I'd be like, I don't even have a clue. Like, I would just sort of go off previous deals, like sort of know like how many stories is this or a video, blah, blah, blah. But I'd be like, I don't have a clue. How do they work it out? Or how do they know? They just know.
I literally don't know how they work out how much we should earn. Because I'm like, is it by how many views? Is it by followers? Like, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I know someone who has like a lot less followers than me, but got a lot more money than me on
a deal.
It's
the engagement.
And I was like, that
it's definitely not done on followers.
And it'll also be, it'll definitely be as well if they've worked with brands before, they'll save all the data from like tracked links and stuff and know how much you're selling thing.
Yeah, if they've like, or like if they've given you a discount code, they'll see how many people have used your code from
They'll see your click through rate. They'll see how many people you're turning into customers. Like they'll have some sort of way.
That's why you should always do affiliate links as well.
Tia and Megan the other day, because I was like, I really want to use affiliate links, because I literally posted my corset from the night out for your birthday. 2,000 people swiped up on that, and I was like, if that was affiliate, I could have bagged it.
I mean,
like,
I try and use 21 buttons there, but you can't use that for just like random stuff.
It's not even about like the money, really. Like, I don't mind like posting my links and stuff, but I'm just like, if I'm like, it's like free promotion in a way.
Yeah, of course it is.
So, like, I've been speaking to, like, Megan and that and saying, like, oh, what do you use? Because I have no idea. It's just confusing.
Like, I've tried to do it so many times on different websites. And I just think I've got the link copy and pasted. I'm just going to post it. I can't be honest.
Yeah, I don't know how to do
it. It's, like, such a lengthy process.
It's on reward style.
I used to use that because that's what my management gave me before. But I literally cannot figure it out.
I've used 21 buttons before for Amazon.
I've used 21 buttons because you can just search on the internet.
So like I've searched, but I don't know if it like did anything.
Yeah,
I don't think I actually got anything from it. It worked.
I've not checked my 21 buttons in such a long time.
Neither have I actually.
I have posted something.
I have so many followers on there. That's my most.
Yeah, I got verified on it, and I got like 500k on it.
It's like everyone can use 21 buttons, like anyone can post on there, anyone can share links, and anyone can make money on it.
Yeah, I've got
which
money
is why I think it got so big so quickly. Yeah.
For anyone wondering, 21 buttons not sponsored, but it's just like a website. It's like, it literally looks like Instagram, but you can tag all your outfits and people can click on the little dots and it like
it's
Instagram
a link
do that now, you know. Like Kylie Jenner always posts things like on her grid and it's like
you can click a button. Like all social media platforms take stuff from each other. YouTube's doing YouTube Shorts now. And like, I'm sorry, but YouTube Shorts is just not TikTok.
I'm going to try it out, but it's just never going to be the same thing. Because like, when you're going down your subscription box, you want to see videos.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
YouTube's lengthy videos. That I
because
watch.
As well, YouTube, you need like a good internet connection for. But you need a good internet connection for like YouTube, whereas TikTok, I feel like you don't need as strong as a connection because it's only like a small video. But like, so you would never really like choose to flick onto YouTube if you're on like a train journey.
TikTok's when I'm bored and I'm literally just watching
clips. Automatically, because I know I'm not going to sit and watch like 15 minute video on YouTube, I would never click on there and be like, oh, I'm going to watch some YouTube Shorts. Like, I could watch it on Instagram or I could watch it on like TikTok. I feel like there's a lot more.
Anyone want Mackies? I've just got 50k.
There's a lot more diversity on there.
I've got 220k on there. Like, what the fuck?
I've got 513,000.
What? That is ridiculous.
I don't know how many I've got.
I don't know. I get quite.
Can you see if you can find it? But also, have you seen now as well, like on TikTok, you can earn money on TikTok by adding product links.
Oh yeah, we did a live for it.
Yeah, I saw. I did a couple of ones for Look Fantastic, and I saw it first.
Yeah, I've got 380k on 21 buttons.
I've earned quite a bit of money on TikTok as well. I've never looked at my creator fund.
I haven't looked at that.
You've got 861k on 21 buttons.
Fuck off.
I've not checked it
since that picture.
Yeah, you've got 861k.
I want to see what Moolah made. I've got 21 buttons.
Bloody hell.
But I don't follow like people on 21 buttons, so like, God knows who's following me.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I know we spoke about lockdown at the beginning of this podcast, and now we're on things all to do with YouTube. How do you think events have changed post-lockdown? Like, not that we've been to many, but you went to Molly May's
Beauty Works thing. Yeah, Molly May's event that we went to the other day, it was the first event that I've been to since the whole COVID thing. So, like, that's, like, 2 years since I've been to an event. So I was genuinely so scared.
Like, I can't say, like, events have changed necessarily. Yeah. So that was different to, like, a YouTube event. It was just, I think, for us not being to any in so long, it was like nerve-wracking. It was
I was so scared. I didn't know who was going to be there. I didn't know if we were going to like be able to meet people. Like, I literally just had no idea. Because this is the thing with these events, like, you go and you don't know who's going to be there. So then once you're there, it's sort of all right, because a lot of the time you do know someone that you know.
We knew quite a few people, but at the start, like, initially, we both felt sick.
We were like, Oh my god, we want to be here? Should we just go?
We don't know. Like, I don't know how to socialise with people as much.
It really scares me now. Like, my social anxiety is just so much worse now, because I've been locked up in a house for so long. I just don't know how to, like, talk to people. When I know someone, it's fine. Like, and I'm like myself. And, like, once I get chatted to someone and I feel like I can be comfortable, I'm fine. But, like, meeting so many people all at once is very intense.
I just don't know how to start. I've lost all ability to, like, start a conversation.
Literally.
You two are lucky that you've got each other to go.
Like, so, I mean, I would say, like, if I'm on my own and say, like, someone that watches me comes up and is talking to me, like, I can talk to them, but I always feel like it's so much easier if we're together, because then we can just bounce off each other. Like,
and it's sometimes as well, they don't give you a lot.
So you're just having to lead the conversation, and it's hard.
And I'm like, just a little bit more.
But even events, like, there's been things that I've been invited to in London, and obviously now living in Manchester, you've got to make the entire journey down there. Then it's like, then you've got to think about getting a hotel and stuff.
I honestly get so ill after events. Like, after, like, proper 3 day big events, like,
I get really ill as well.
I get so ill after, and it's just because I'm up all day every day. I'm doing a lot more than what I would usually be doing, and, like, I'm meeting so many people, and, like, even though it doesn't seem like that's a lot, it really does take it out of you. Like, see, like, repeating the same conversation as well, like, all day with loads of different people. So that in itself is tiring as well. And, like, I'm not saying this is in the sense of, like, I don't like it and, like, I'm ungrateful or whatever, but it does make you really tired. And, like, I go away after the events and I'm quite ill. But, like, that also scares me because of COVID. I'm like, what if we go to these events and then we're all going to COVID spike again?
Well, we went to one just before COVID. Like, just before COVID happened, VidCon or something, were
they? Well, it's like you hug people, like, you close contact with them, and it's just...
It's tiring because you want to give every single person 100%.
You go back to your hotel room and then it's like, oh my god, like, I'm so tired. It's like, oh my god, like, I've had such a good day.
Imagine meeting so many random people who you don't know saying the same conversation over and over. And obviously, you've got to be like, hi, how are you?
That's,
like,
the thing, because if you're really energetic to one person and really unenthusiastic to another, people are going to be like, oh, well.
Yeah, it's completely different being like, hi, how are you, to being like, hi, let's get a photo then.
Like, I would just hate to meet someone that I watch online and then just be like, hi, yes, so do you want a selfie? And then, like,
You'd just be really upset, wouldn't you? Because I would be if I was.
That's the thing. Like, always take time and, like, talking to people and getting to know them, because it's nice to see a face behind, like, the number. And, like, it's nice to actually see someone and just actually, like, connect with them and, like, realise that they're the person that's put you in the position that you're in, and just sort of, like, even just talking to them is, like, giving them, like, a really big thank you, because, like, that's all they want to do is talk to you. So
I know, because I get a fangirl when I see someone that I've watched. I'm like,
how bad did I fangirl at one of the girls that were at the Monday event?
Well, I was fangirling over Shanice. She was there, and we went over to ask for a photo, and I literally went, I love you. To Shanice. Like, because Jazz was like, oh, like, I'll just go over and
honestly,
ask you
with Grace and Grace, honestly, absolutely love them girls. We've not seen her in ages. And they were just pushing me to, like, ask everyone for pictures.
We were like, let's send Jazz over to go and ask.
No, this is, like, the worst thing ever. I was like, I need a few more drinks. After a few drinks, like, I would be fine, because I'd be, like, all loosey-goosey. I was actually walking around the event with two drinks in my hand, like, pretty much the whole night, just, like, necking these drinks. We saw some, like, the TikTok, like, people, like, Grace, Ben, and all them lot, and like they were just necking drinks with us.
Oh, yeah.
And like I was like, right, now I feel drunk, now I feel like I can do anything.
Yeah. So then, like, there's Emily from Too Hot to Handle. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
So then I was like asking people for pictures left, right, and centre for everyone. It was just, now I'm embarrassed. Like, my anxiety that I had the next day.
You look back on your camera roll and there's just everyone in the room.
Literally. Everyone in the room. It's like, I had people messaging me, like, oh, it was so lovely to meet you. And I'm like, say I remember meeting them, if I'm honest. But then, like, after, like, I've gone through some of them, I'm like, oh, no, I do remember, but there is one person I don't remember meeting.
Once I'm in the swing of it, I absolutely love it, but I think I always do take it too far. Like, every time we've done meet and greets and stuff, I think I just instantly get comfortable, I think.
Yeah,
my
YouTube
videos is very overshare-y.
Yeah.
So as soon as I think to myself, well, they see me doing that online. So
yeah, like, you get into, like, a normal comfort.
Yeah, if I were, like, closed off and stuff, people would think, well, that's not what I watch. So then I'm constantly, like, so open and so honest with everyone.
Yeah.
And Anna will look at me like, did you really just fucking say that?
Like, it's like, I feel like you've got foot in mouth disease.
I don't have any sort, especially when I know someone watches me online. There's absolutely no, like, literally no.
Yeah, they'll have seen everything.
Well, it's like when they do, like, panels and stuff at Sitsi, I'm like, I come back off it and I'm like, what the hell did I say? Like, I feel like it's such a blur.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just in the headspace of, like, right, just talk. And, like, I can get so carried away. Like, I'm such a chatbox when you get me going.
Yeah, you are.
And, like, I feel like, really?
Yeah, really?
Everyone listens, like, yeah.
I just, like, ramble on for so long. But then when I get off, I'm like, I don't remember anything that I say. But then I often get parents come up to me who bring their kids and they're like, you're honestly, like, one of the nicest girls. I'm so glad that, like, my daughter watches you. You're such an inspiration. I'm like, that feels so nice. Like, I was like, whenever people say it, I'm like, literally, it's when you hear it from a parent, you're like, right, that's when I know I'm doing something right. Because, like, obviously, you want to get the parents' approval, don't you?
Whenever I see a parent at an event, I just think, fuck. Like, as soon as someone comes up with a parent, I think, no, this is Anastasia's audience, not me. This is not. Someone's like, oh my God, my daughter loves you. And I'm like, have you seen anything that she's
have
watching?
You seen what she's watching?
You need, like, a safe search mode on your Safari, babe.
But like events and stuff, I don't even think, like I've said, I don't know if I'd do a panel again, just because it's been so long now, and I feel like, I don't know, like, just being sat with everyone just staring, like, on a mic.
I said I would do a panel, but I would do a meet and greet because I'm scared of COVID. And also, I get so ill from it, and I'm thinking about COVID and how it's close contact and everything. Like, I don't want to risk, obviously going to the event in general is obviously risking it, but it's like the whole thing of I got ill before, so, like, I'll probably get ill again, and then it's like the added COVID on top. Like, I am double vaccinated, but what's to say that it's not going to make me feel worse this time or sort of that? Like, it just gives me a bit of anxiety now. But it's not to say I'm not going to walk around an event.
Yeah,
and
I love
people.
Walking around.
Like, I still want to meet people and I will walk around the event, but then I will do the panels because I enjoy talking. I enjoy chatting.
The
shit.
Entire so. Speaking of events, Sitsi is coming up, and when everyone's sort of talking about it, I initially said to myself, I couldn't imagine myself at an event.
I was like, it's been 2 years since the last Sitsi. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's not.
It wasn't even because of COVID, but, like, I loved going to Sitsi and I love going to these events because you see pretty much the same people at each one.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally like, oh my God, what the fuck are you doing here again?
We haven't
you look so different, bitch. Like, glow up. But then it's 2 years. Are these people even asked anymore? Like, I follow a lot of the girls that I would meet at these events, and they're all in uni now. Like, they're all just like, shots! Like, does anyone fucking want to walk around the XL to see me stood there? Like, fucking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I first, like, heard it, I was just like, I don't know if this is me. But can, in fact, confirm I will be attending Sitsi this year.
Me too.
I will be there too.
We're all going.
No, it will be fun. I'm really excited. It's just, I'm not nervous about it anymore. I think.
Oh, see, I've got nerves. Like,
but it has to be like everyone's going.
That's the thing. I was like, if no one was going, I probably wouldn't have gone. But because we all said that we would go, I was like, right, I definitely want to go. But I am scared.
The COVID thing for me is, like, not something that gives me anxiety. Like, I'm not in a vulnerable category, or at least I don't think I have any underlying health issues. So for me, I more have anxiety over being around people that might. Like, I have the anxiety of being around older people and people that have underlying issues and stuff like that. But then I think to myself, if you're willing to come to the event, then I shouldn't be stressing about your health. Like, if you're like, I go and go clubbing and stuff, and I don't walk into a club and panic about everyone there, thinking, like, does this person have asthma? Does this person do this? Because potentially I could be carrying something. Like, in a club, I don't have that anxiety because I think you're all there for the same reason, and you wouldn't be
there. That's the difference. In a club, I don't feel like that. But at an event, because it's younger
people, I feel then a bit of more of a responsibility.
And for me as well, it's like my boyfriend's mum is very high risk, and obviously, so if I was to see my boyfriend, I'd be scared that I was going to pass it to him and then he was going to give it to her or whatever. Obviously, I don't see my boyfriend that often anyway, but it's just that, so it's more like the anxiety of like giving it to someone else as well, and just like I feel like I would be fine. Like, I'm not that bothered about if I was to catch it or whatever. Like, I've had it before, I fought it off, like, I was absolutely fine. I was came out with a right hook. But yeah, like, I was a bit ill, but like, I wasn't, you know, like, hospitalised or anything. But it is, it's like one of them scary things. And like I say, we got ill before. Like, I would just like have like a common cold just after the events, and I'd feel like really unwell. So, and it's like probably getting that and then COVID on top of that, is that going to be a recipe for disaster? I don't know.
I think we've just not got to think into it too much. If the event's running, then it's got to be somewhat COVID safe.
Well, I feel like we must have to like take,
I think this, I think people who buy a ticket are going to have to.
Yeah, surely.
But I think everyone will. Yeah, we'll have to. Go to any mass event, go to Park Life and stuff. Yeah. Everyone had to have like a COVID passport thing. But yeah, I think it'll be fine.
That's so, I mean, lateral flows are so easy to do. You can literally order them from the NHS for free and like literally take like 2 seconds. Yeah. So like, I'll probably take some to the event, like, just to be safe.
Check every morning.
Yeah.
Well. You heard it here first, guys. If you want to come to Sitsi, don't know where you can buy tickets.
Yeah, I feel like you must be able to buy them now.
Well, they're announcing people who are going.
Yeah, we've actually been announced by them, but we are going to buy. Hopefully, and if we don't get announced, we'll still be there.
Everyone knows whoever's listened.
Yeah, but Haz is there, so if Haz can get in, it will all be plus ones for Haz. She'll have like plus however many. Anyway, girls, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
We've enjoyed. Everyone listening will be thankful that Jazz is actually leaving now.
I was here as well, guys.
We all, like, this is Jazz's podcast now. We'll just change it.
Yeah.
I'm joking. We love you all. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time with a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.